Yesterday was the first chance Idaho lawmakers had to discuss the implications of the Supreme Court's decision on the Affordable Care Act. At a regularly scheduled meeting, the Legislative Health Care Task Force quizzed state department heads and experts about how the decision on federal health care will affect Idaho. Samantha Wright is with me now. Samantha spent a portion of the day yesterday monitoring those proceedings. Sam, what does the state have to decide now?
A couple of things. The state has to pick a health insurance exchange, and Idaho has three choices. It can start up its own state-based exchange, it can default to a federal exchange with the federal government in charge, or it can get into a partnership exchange. That's where Idaho and the federal government share in the duties. Lawmakers are mixed on which way to go. Some are against a state exchange. Others, like Senator Dean Cameron, are worried about handing over that power to the federal government.
Most Idahoans would prefer the federal government not be in their insurance buying decisions. Seems to me that if the state has an exchange, then the state can keep the federal government out of those decisions.
Samantha, how soon does the state have to make its decision?
Well, lawmakers heard yesterday they have until November 16th to tell the federal government what Idaho plans to do. Some lawmakers want to wait until after the presidential election, that's November 6th, before committing Idaho one way or another. But regardless of who wins the election, that deadline is still looming 10 days later.
So Idaho has to determine which kind of system it wants. Once that decision is made, Samantha, is that all the state has to worry about?
Unfortunately, no. The director of health and welfare, Richard Armstrong, told lawmakers, regardless of what kind of exchange that Idaho chooses, it'll still take time and money to connect that exchange to the state's health and welfare system. Idaho's Medicaid program must be able to receive referrals from the exchange, handle any paperwork, make sure the computers talk to each other, and then answer any questions that come up during that process. The department is already working on those requirements, which it will have to have ready no matter which exchange comes to Idaho.
How much will it all cost?
That was a question lawmakers really wanted an answer to, and unfortunately, no one really knows for sure yet. The federal government will pick up some of the costs for an exchange, but how much Idaho might need is still unclear. The state is also wrestling with whether or not to opt into expanding Medicaid coverage. That's also part of the Affordable Care Act. And again, the federal government would pick up the initial cost for that for the first few years, but then states have to start chipping in. It's really hard to know how many people might be eligible under an expanded Medicaid system. Bill Deal is the director of the Department of Insurance, and he told lawmakers he'll know more about the money side of things after a pair of special task forces appointed by the governor meet in the next few weeks. Their goal is to crunch those numbers and then come up with recommendations for Butch Otter on picking an exchange and then expanding Medicaid.
So the governor must decide then what to do by, what, November 16th?
Yes and no. That was another interesting question that lawmakers had yesterday. Who gets to make the decision on the exchange and on expanding Medicaid? Otter or the state lawmakers? Brian Kane from the Attorney General's office said that could get complicated.
The governor could declare, I want the state to move in direction A. The legislature then say, no, thank you, we want to move in direction B. And then the governor veto direction B, which I think would then invite the state into what I would call a default position. And I believe the default at this point would be a federal exchange.
That gets even more complicated when it comes to expanding Medicaid. If the governor and the legislature can't see eye to eye on that decision, Kane says he doesn't know how that would play out, calling it an interesting legal question.
We'll find out more about both issues when the governor's task force starts meeting later this week. Samantha Wright, thank you very much.
You're welcome.